When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, my name is Nick and this is the Profoundly Pointless Podcast. I want to start this episode by just thanking everybody who has liked, subscribed, downloaded, shared, all those kinds of things. Because it's because of you that we now have a couple of things going on. We are actually going to have our first guest. We're going to have a quote-unquote podcast consultant on that John Shull is already convinced is tearing this show apart. We're going to confront John Shull about the fact that he knows nothing about penguins. And we're going to try to have our first top 10 list in which we actually get to 10. The first thing I want to talk about, though, is my current weight problem. This is the first weight problem I've had since high school, I think my freshman or sophomore year, where I discovered chocolate milk. And there was 2 or 3 months there that just really got out of hand. The current weight problem, though, is different. So I developed it this weekend. I was outside playing basketball, and it's really freaking hot in Arizona. It's 100 plus, and I wanted to take my shirt off. But as I was about to take it off, I realized I can't take my shirt off. I can't take my shirt off because I'm not skinny enough to just be out there with my shirt off. Somebody would look at me and think, look at that guy out there. Like, he is too pudgy to have his shirt off. But I'm also not big enough where that same person would look at me and think, man, look at that guy just putting it out there. Good for him. And it's not the weight issue that drives me nuts. It's the idea of just occupying this middle ground. I'm 5'9", about 181 pounds. And if you looked at me, I don't think that you would think that I really worked out. But I do think that you would believe that I at least had a gym membership. And that bothers me because I actually get a good amount of exercise. And I feel like this whole thing is just a metaphor for my life in general. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm trying to do, but I'm not doing any of them particularly well. I'm just in this middle ground where I end up, in my mind, at least just wasting my time. But I'm also not interested in enough of things to really put in enough effort so that I go one direction or another. And I need to kind of figure out what I'm doing because I don't want to be in this middle ground. And I need to figure out how to solve that without actually putting effort in, which may not be possible, which could be the entire problem. So we're going to talk to my friend John Shull about that. But first, let's go ahead and bring in our first podcast consultant. And with me right now is Mac, who is our official new podcast consultant, basically because she listens to a lot of podcasts. So here's my question for you. Do we do anything right?
You don't do a lot wrong.
See, but we don't want to hear positive things. Let's just focus only on negative stuff.
Okay, let's focus on the negative. It's way too short. It's too short. You don't give people enough time to, like, skip things that they don't like, because if they skipped something they don't like, it's over.
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, you're personally just a doofus, so that's generally annoying. I don't know your friend on a personal level. He seems like an equally large doofus.
In terms of how many podcasts do you listen to?
Probably over 20 different full podcasts, seasons.
You can only listen to one for the rest of your life. Is that going to be us?
No.
Top three. That's a no.
No. Yeah, no.
Top five?
Are you in the top five?
Yeah.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life. Sounding like no.
I'm going to go with top 10. How's that?
Top 7.
No. You'd be like an 8. Probably 8.
That's legit.
Uh-huh.
What annoys you the most about it?
Probably the lack of clear format. You have said is your plan.
To not have a clear
format. To not have a clear format. That drives me nuts. Because everything else that I listen to is like pretty segmented. I know what I'm getting. I know what I can skip.
Have you recommended us to anyone, or are we not at that level?
I recommended you to someone, but it was just Kylie.
Oh, so it's like somebody who's... Kylie is the person that sits right next to Mac at work.
So I didn't have to go out of my way literally at all.
So really, you didn't do anything?
No.
Okay. I have some questions for our official podcast consultant.
Oh my God, you prepared. Unlike anything you've ever done before.
I thought about this yesterday.
Okay.
Between the two of us, mm-hmm. pretend like you don't know me personally.
Okay.
Who is more annoying, me or John?
You.
Who seems like they were cooler in high school?
I think he was probably cooler.
Yeah, I think he probably was too. Who seems like they would be more athletic?
Probably you, because he's told me... Yes! you've told me he's just like a big dude, and sometimes big dudes can be slow.
Who do you tend to agree with more?
Ooh, that's a good question. Like in the top 10 lists and stuff, or the... A legend, top 10 list that never...
actually get to top 10.
I definitely disagreed with you on the meat. That was ridiculous.
A lot of people have been upset by that.
Yeah, I was offended.
He's focused on
biscuit. But then you had better calls on the what people you can tell by what they're wearing, or how much you can tell about a person by what they're wearing.
So he's more focused on food... And I'm better about actually...
He's a better food critic.
But I'm better about thinking.
About thinking in general?
He's the eater and I'm the thinker.
Oh gosh, I don't know if I can simplify it that much. But you like the sound of that, so.
I do like the sound of that. Who is holding who back? Who's better off without the other person? Would the podcast be better without me, or would it be better without him?
Well, I don't know. And I'm not saying this just to be like kosher, but... I feel like you need each other. Because if you're just sitting
there... You have to pick one.
Oh, God. Probably, you're probably more needed.
Yes.
Just because you have a clear idea and he's just adding flavor.
I couldn't do it without him, though. I know that.
It would be nothing without him.
No, but you really still... wouldn't. It would just be because I'm way too annoying by myself.
Yeah.
This one might be too much. Just by hearing our voices and listening to us, who seems like their wife is more disappointed?
But I know your wife.
But you don't. Pretend like you don't know us. Just by listening, like, oh, I bet that guy's wife is more disappointed.
Is bummed. Yeah. Yours.
He does make his wife her lunch.
What?
He's like the nicest man in the world.
Okay, well...
Do either of us seem to be... Do we understand women?
I don't know if that's been showcased yet. Like, how am I supposed to tell if you understand women by your choice in meat?
That's a good point. Overall, what is your impression?
I think there's a lot of potential. I think the more you ask me for advice, the better off you'll be.
So basically, you're the key to our show right now.
I think I'm the key, honestly. I think your sign-off is lame. Bye.
Yeah.
That's pretty loser-y.
It's not the best.
Okay,
it's not
bye.
The best.
Yeah, it could be better.
See, but I think that goes back
or
to
do
our...
do you like it?
No, I think that goes back to our real true personalities, that both of us are kind of doofuses.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to get John on the phone. And if he answers and pretends to be Domino's, I'll give everyone $1. Ah, dang it. I was sure. I was like, he's going to pretend to be a pizza place, and then you didn't do it.
No, I even thought about doing that, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw him off. I'm going to do something completely normal, and he won't know how to react.
Can you take your shirt off in public?
Yes. Like, you're talking about like in a pool? school or in like the middle of a grocery store.
Let's say you're outside like playing basketball or something. Mow it. Do you have a yard?
Yeah.
Do you mow the yard with your shirt off?
No, I wouldn't, but I don't know. I don't mow my own yard, and no, I wouldn't take my shirt off anyways.
But have you thought about it?
No. There's a lot of reasons why. One, I don't think anyone wants to see me with my shirt off. Two, you get all that shit that's kicked up while you're, you know, mowing. Get you all dirty and shit.
I thought you said there's a lot of reasons. That's two.
Two is a lot of reasons.
Do you think that there's a certain age in which you can't take your shirt off for, like, mowing the yard or just being outside anymore?
Are you asking me this because you got caught doing it today?
No, see, here's the dilemma that I'm facing is that I'm at a weight in which I feel like I can't take my shirt off because I'm not skinny enough to do it, and I can't take my shirt off because I'm not fat enough to do it either. I'm in a weird middle ground.
I think it's really not a weight thing. I think it's an age thing.
My argument would be that between 30 and, let's say, 55, you can't really take your shirt off in public anymore. But then once you get to past 55, you can kind of just be like, I'm an old man. I'm going to go ahead and take my shirt off.
I can't help but think of like all those guys with the big, gigantic beer bellies.
That's what I'm talking about. They're all older, correct?
Yeah. I still think 55 is too high of a cap. I would say, like, especially in America nowadays, I'd put it at like 46.
46 is what you're going with?
Yeah.
Listen. What about a cut-off t-shirt? Do you feel... What is your age range? What's your age range for a cut-off t-shirt?
After you hit puberty. Yeah. There should be no adult man wearing a cut-off t-shirt. Maybe if you're at the gym. But as soon as you leave the gym, you better be wearing a regular t-shirt. There is no reason for anyone to be wearing a cut-off t-shirt, right? Am I right on that?
I do agree with you. Especially if it's bought with the sleeves already off of it. I have some difficult news about our podcast. So we had a podcast consultant on earlier in the show. And okay. She basically said that our show is stupid.
It's not your mom, is it?
No. Some of her complaints was that we seem to lack a clear format or direction.
I mean, isn't that in the title?
Good point.
You're going to listen to this because you don't want to think.
So really, it's her fault for having higher expectations.
Yeah.
Here's now some of the questions that I asked her. Which one of us is more annoying? Which one do you think she said?
Well, if you read the reviews, which are fantastic, by the way, I'm the annoying one. I'm the one bringing the ship down, apparently.
No, actually, I apparently am more annoying, but it is a part of my role to be more annoying. You, she described as the color commentary.
Yes. I don't mind being, you know, Big Brother. You ever seen that movie, like, in the 90s, Twins?
Yeah.
I don't mind being Arnold and you can be Danny DeVito.
I'll take Danny DeVito. I'm okay with that. That's not awful.
Can we go off? I have a question for you.
Okay.
Best penguin of all time, Danny DeVito?
I don't actually know any other penguin besides Danny DeVito.
Me either, so I guess he's the best penguin of all time.
Did you think about that question before you asked it?
No. You know what, Nick? This is part of, you know, whoever this consultant is, they're already changing your mindset. I don't know if I can keep going on with this.
Are they tearing us apart?
I think so. I never thought a woman would come in the middle of us, but it's hard. It's hard on this end of the line right now, I'm telling you. It's hard.
Speaking of which, she says that neither of us seem to understand women.
What man does, sweetheart?
Let me get to the other the other things that she said. Just by the question, the way that I set the questions up were by just hearing our voices, what do you think of this? And she said that just hearing our voices, I was the more athletic one.
Well, you did break my finger once in a game of one-on-one pickup basketball. So
she did say that you were probably cooler in high school.
Okay.
That you seem more normal.
Okay, all right.
That you are the better food critic.
Well, I probably got 80 pounds on you, so I'll take that.
She also said that the way I phrased the question is, which one of our wives seems like they're probably more disappointed? She said, my wife is probably more disappointed.
You know, I don't want to comment on either of our marital affairs, but I just look at my wife and she gives me a look of disdain. So I've done something wrong usually every single day.
So, and this was the one that she had a hard time answering. I asked her, who is holding who back?
We're already to that point.
Yeah. Which one of us is holding the other one back 3 episodes into this podcast?
Okay.
You are holding me back.
Once again, whoever this consultant is in your head, Nick.
You think she's changing us?
I think she's trying to break up the band. I think she's
tearing us apart.
Give me her number, and I'll give her a call here, and we'll settle this over the phone.
We've basically decided to change up the top 10 list for no other reason than I seem to be unable to actually come up with 10 things. This top list...
Which, I had to put a disclaimer out. You never tell me the topics ahead of time, so I'm completely unprepared.
So this time for our top 10 list, we're doing top 10 worst household chores. And we're not talking about like cleaning the gutters. It has to be stuff that you do on, let's say, a weekly basis. What is, in no particular order or however you want to do it, just you give one and then I'll give one and we'll go and see how far we get.
All right. It's cleaning dog crap during the hot, like, summer days.
Ooh.
Cleaning up the dog crap.
How many days do you wait before you clean it up?
I try to do it once every week.
But you have a bigger dog, right?
I do, yeah. Yeah, he's about 90 pounds, so he's a big dog.
That's a big. What's your style for doing it? Do you have a scooper? Do you put your hand in a plastic bag? What do you do?
I'm old school, man. I take a shovel and a rake, and I just go around the yard. And I don't got none of these. I don't have this hipster tool bullshit, you know, with the, you pay $40 for the 2 claws and shit, like. I hope whoever owns one of those, it attaches to their kneecap and breaks their leg in half.
I don't really know how that would possibly happen, but let's go ahead and move on. Mine, I'm going to put fixing a zipper.
Okay, now is it like a jacket zipper or like a pant zipper? Because I'm sure we've all seen There's Something About Mary. That can be quite dangerous.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Okay, I mean, it's pretty funny. Yeah, it has Brett Favre in it.
That's my problem with it. Everybody says it's good. Everybody says you should watch it. And as soon as people say that, I can't watch it.
That's because you're an idiot.
What's next on your list?
So this is like a once every couple of weeks thing. But if anyone out there lives with a woman or a man with long hair, it's when I have to clean or... I don't know what you would say, but it's when you have to get the hair out of the bathroom drain, the tub drain.
Well, that's a tough one. I'll agree with you on that.
Because it's clogged, and you get all this hair, and then there's other stuff in there, and you're like, what did I possibly do in my life to deserve this?
Do you say anything when you have to do it, or do you just quietly do it and shut up?
No, I just quietly do it. I mean, listen, man, you know, women have long hair. Some dudes have long hair. I mean, it happens.
That's a good strategy. My next one is dusting a fan.
Oh, I had that one on my list too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It's the worst when like you're doing a ceiling fan and like you know all that shit's just coming into like your nose, your mouth, and
yeah, it's disgusting. Give me your next one.
Let me see here. So I have...
What do you have, like 15 papers?
Pulling weeds.
See, I don't think that's a weekly thing, man. How many weeds do you have?
It is in the dead of summer here. But in like... by the way, did you ever find a fishologist?
No, apparently there is not such a thing as a fishologist.
I don't believe it. You found a consultologist, but you can't find a fishologist?
We're still working on it.
No, it's like those weeds, like, and they're like the horny ones. Like they got like the spikes on them.
Ooh, yeah, those are the worst. I got folding socks.
See, I don't mind doing laundry. I don't agree with you on that. That's fine. Folding socks is easy.
What's your next one?
So my next one is, and I have to do this every week because we like to take my dog for car rides and things, cleaning dog hair out of a car.
Your life seems to be ran by this dog. I'm going to hit you with two. Cleaning up a microwave and putting on the bottom sheet specifically.
Yeah, those are both pretty horrible. Though the microwave, I actually, if I can add one to that, I don't have microwave, I have cleaning the stove and the oven.
Do you have one of those stoves you have to like, do you go underneath, like do you hit the burners?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think actually cleaning the oven is worse for me. Because, you know, you gotta spray it, and you gotta get in there, you gotta wash it and all that, and it's just...
What are you doing in your oven that you've gotta clean it every week?
Well, I mean, it's not an every week thing. That's not an every week thing. You said chores.
Yeah. So. I guess. Yeah, okay. Hit me with your biggest one, your biggest pet, you know, the one you hate the most.
Said no particular order. I already gave you my
biggest pet peeve. Okay, well, just remind me again what it is.
It's cleaning up the dog crap.
You went with that first? You went with your biggest one right off the bat?
Well, I mean, it's in my brain, you know? It's like right there.
I thought you had a list.
I do have a list, but you said no particular order, so I put in no particular order.
But everybody knows that that means that you wait and you save the best for last.
No, that's not what that means. I like to get it right out of the way.
See, this is why I brought in a consultant.
That was a horrible idea, and I hope you didn't spend any of our hard-earned sponsorship ads from Long John Silver's on this person.
I tweeted Long John Silver's. They didn't say anything. I'm so disappointed about it. Not a word. Yeah. And they don't have enough followers or enough even businesses anymore where I feel like they can just straight ignore us. So we need our listeners to get after Long John Silver's. I have my number one worst household chore, putting a new bag in the trash.
I don't agree with you on that. I like taking out the trash.
Yeah, but what about putting the bag in it afterwards?
No, it's easy.
No, that's like the worst... That is the worst thing in the world to me. The trash is disgusting. You've already done all this stuff, and now you've got to put the bag back in. I feel like somebody else should step in and do that.
Well, it's never going to happen, first off, so you might as well get rid of that notion. Secondly, I enjoy taking out the trash because I'm getting it out of my house.
See, I enjoy taking out the trash, but I feel like a key to any kind of successful relationship is one person takes out the trash and the other person puts in the bag.
I mean, that would work in a perfect world, but let's be honest, it probably doesn't.
But I feel like that should be a metaphor for all successful relationships, that's how it should work. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this. I have with me basically 100% evidence that you're a liar.
That I'm a liar.
What is your absolute favorite type of meat?
I mean, I've said it's brisket, 100%.
Then why, during my wedding, when we asked people and gave them cards about what they wanted for dinner, you checked fish instead of brisket?
So I have an answer, but it's going to make me sound really, really uptight.
Okay.
I like brisket if I make it.
Oh, you're a brisket snob?
right around that time of your wedding is when I started getting into smoking meats. So I was a real snob then. Getting better in my old age, but
you've become more acceptant of other people's ability to smoke meat.
Yes.
And I think that should be it for the day. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Profoundly Pointless podcast. It really helps us out if you could download and subscribe, so we would really appreciate that if you get a chance. Coming up next week, we're going to talk about the worst advice that you've ever gotten, and we're going to have our intern on. We have an intern now, and he's going to come on the show and just talk about all of the different things that he has learned while being our intern. Oh, but we also have, we can't call them a sponsor. We can't name them, but we do have a promotional opportunity, even though I think that they want nothing to do with us. We got this code that we're working to get up on the website, that we're working to get up and running. So that could potentially be a slight deal for us, even though we have accomplished absolutely nothing in making this worth anyone's while. So maybe we'll have that done by next week. I think that's going to be the 8th is when our next episode will air. Hope you guys tune in. Bye.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.